and do your will. In Jesus' name we ask and pray. Amen, amen, hallelujah. All right, praise God, praise God. Precious family. Aren't we thankful to have them? Amen.
And as has been said to me a few times here today, I didn't come just for the children. There's something about Little Rock. I've been coming here for a long time. I think the first time that I came to Little Rock, you were having a general meeting. It was in either 73 or 74. It was a long time ago. And I really got my eyes open. The subject was the devil. And really they really didn't discuss it very, very long. I mean, they had to shut it down, and that was my first taste, really, of a thrashing floor. And I really, it did something for me. Just being able to be here, and I thought as we came in here, and forgive me if I might get a little emotional. I'm trying not to. But we started singing that song that he's got my whole world in his hands. Well, you have my whole world, if you don't mind, in your hands. See, you have, you know, I mean, and I want to say this in a right way. You have my whole world and my daughter Reba and Matthew and these. You know, because I also have other children and their world. Now, right now, I've got them in my hands, one of them, and one of them Texarkana has. And I'm trying to get them to come this way. How you are going to be a part of raising these two little girls, excuse me, and Anthony, and how you do it takes more than just a parent and a mother and a father to raise children. You know, when I grew up, all the neighbors helped raise us. If you did something wrong, they would go out and they would take care of you, and then they'd let your parents know, and then they would take care of you. So you have a part, you have a big part in taking, helping to raise these two little girls and one little boy. And I really do. I couldn't think of a better place. I really couldn't. I remember as I grew up here, coming to meetings and watching Little Rock grow, and I thought, you know, they had such a good band. You know, they always had a good band. And really, I just appreciate them being able to be here. And then I thought, as Brother Smith was talking about in this morning, about having a balance, how that we are to have a balance. And we all have cars, and if your car gets out of balance, you know, if that motor wasn't in perfect balance, it would tear itself apart. And here, in raising a family, there has to be a balance. Whenever I like to say when I was growing up with my children, my first response was no. Every time they would come and ask something, before I even really heard what they were saying. Now, and I hope I'm not the only one that did this, but I'd say no. And then after a while, Reva, she got to know me pretty well, and she wouldn't ask me the way the rest of the children would ask. Now she would get a yes answer. Yeah. She knew how to come to me and ask me in a more balanced way of, you know, and I would have to stop and consider. When I said no in the beginning, I wasn't considering anything but what I wanted. You know, I don't want you to do this. I feel like this was better than that. But when she would come to me and talk to me in a different way, I'd have to stop and consider. And a lot of times she got her way. It wasn't that I liked her any more than any of the others. I mean, you know, but she knew how to do that. And here, Brother Durham, as grandparents, you know, we have to be the balance. We have to be a part of that. I know that when we're raising children, the mother and the father, they do most of the raising. We can add a balance to it. If we have God in our life, I thought really how that whenever I first came to DeSoto, we started off in DeSoto there, Brother Winters, and I was 23 years old, and I thought, what did I miss? I missed something. Because I already knew everything. I was already a man. I'd already done all kinds of things. But when I got my eyes open and I saw the body of Christ, I saw what this was. I felt like that I was almost cheated. I didn't get to grow up and learn these things from a very small child to know how to get in contact with God and have a relationship with Him. And when that happened, when we got married, me and my wife, I wanted my children to be able to start from the time that they were born. Matter of fact, the first time that they went out after they got out of the hospital was always church. They always went, the first place they went was to church. They even, in the hospital, they tried to tell us not to do that. Everybody's got all these coughing and all this stuff. And look, my confidence wasn't in what the doctors could do, but my confidence was in what God can do. And if God can reach them as a small child, if He can talk to their heart and let them feel the Spirit of God, you know, they can. Little children can feel the Spirit of God. They may not be able to understand a whole lot, but we may not. Sometimes, you know, we don't understand a whole lot when we first come in, but we do understand the Spirit of God. We get to feel that and know that this is right, this is real. This is something that I was looking for all of my life until I was 23 years old and finally found it. Well, I want my children, and not only now my children, but I want my grandchildren to be able to be raised up in this. This is the greatest thing that has ever happened to me in my life, and I want them to have the same opportunities to be able to grow up and have this really... And I know Brother Durham, he said this today. It is not that they just grow up here, but they grow up here and they get a vision. They see what God is doing. And that is life for them. They can have their souls saved by being able to be in a place like this. And that's why I say you have a responsibility. And I hope I don't put this too hard on anybody, but you have a responsibility to help raise my grandchildren. Take it seriously. Take it seriously. Those things, they're important to me. Not that I'm anything, but look, they're also important to God. And look, every one of us is important to God. I thought in Matthew, he was talking about how that he separated the nations and put the sheep on the right hand and the goats on the left hand. And he said that for them to come and get their part or their inheritance in the kingdom, because you visited me when I was sick, you fed me when I was hungry, you visited me while I was in prison. And they said, well, look, when did we do all of those things? And they said, well, look, when you did it to the least of one of these, you've done it unto me. And really, and is so how we treat one another is really how we treat God. And I know that they're in a good place. And they need to learn how to treat, as you said, they're, you know, I've already seen there's two different personalities there in those two girls, you know, already. And you know, we can be we can be a giver or we can be a taker. And you know that? You can be that way in your life. And one of them is carnal and one of them is spiritual. Not that that's, I'm not saying that about them. I can't judge that at this time. But you can want to give or you can want to take. Take for myself. That's really, when you're taking, that's all you're caring about is yourself. But when you're giving, you're caring about someone else. And I want that. Those are things that I have found in this body. And I wanted them to, in my life as I grew up, I wanted to be able to be like that, but I wasn't like that. See? I was selfish. I always wanted everything for myself. But I found as I have gotten older and really gotten more of a vision of God, I want to be able to give. And so I'm giving you things that are precious to my heart. I am giving them to you. My wife, when before Reva called and told us that they were moving to Little Rock, my wife had a dream. And I've learned to listen to my wife's dreams. They're always accurate. She's not a false prophetess. She always had her dreams are always true. And she was dreaming that Reva and her, we were all down here, you know. And she called me. She said, you think we're moving to Little Rock? You know, think we're going to move to Little Rock? I said, no, we're not moving to Little Rock. I already know where I'm supposed to be. But it wasn't but really just a little bit. And Reva called and I said, well, yeah, I know who's moving to Little Rock. I know who that dream was about. I know that she was getting ready to come down here and move down here. I had a hard enough time letting her go to Springfield. That's only a couple hours away. This is a whole day. This is a whole day away. So, I had to think about this one, you know. Well, because I know I can influence my daughter. I can, do you know? can add my part, and I can manipulate things, and I can change things. But look, I don't want to change things. I want God to be the one in charge. And I have to get behind them and say, oh yes, you need to move to Little Rock. Forgive me here. You need to go to Little Rock. Even though my wife, she didn't like it. You know, she didn't like me saying that either. But she said that, and she said that if anything happens to me, she's going to move to Little Rock. So I hope that doesn't happen for a while. But she may be down here too after a while. So I am thankful to be here today. To come and really, I appreciate you. I appreciate all of you. And like I said, I'm going to have to leave these girls here. I know my wife wants to take a couple of them home with her. But we're going to have to leave them here. And I appreciate being able to be here and just to be a part of this service here today. Because really, I didn't come just for them, though they were maybe 90%. But I did come because I love you and I appreciate being here today. Hallelujah.
Praise God. All right, they say the dinner is ready. Been ready. So I thank the Lord for this day and I appreciate the Spirit of the Lord in this church. Let's thank the Lord before we go downstairs to eat. I'm looking forward to the service tonight. And no telling what the Lord's going to do, but He may water this down for us. And then remember, November the 7th is our gospel singing, Saturday night, 7 o'clock. There will be food afterwards. Tonight, after the service tonight, there will be pizza and salad for everyone that would like to stay, go down and have fellowship. And so I want to make that announcement. Let's stand and ask God. Let's give Him praise and thanks for this food and for this day. Dear God, we love You and thank You for Your mercy, Your goodness to us, and Your blessings, Lord, the provisions that You've given us in this life. Oh God, we give You glory. We magnify Your name. Ask You to bless us and bless our fellowship and time together. Bless the service tonight. God, those that are coming to be with us and visit, keep over them. Your hand on them. Protect them. Watch over Brother and Sister Stafis on their trip home. God, protect them and Brother and Sister Durham. Watch over them and help them. Help the people in Republic, Lord, we pray. All right. If the seniors would go ahead and make their way down to the dining room.